Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 354, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 15?
16.
16, The Cobra Strikes.
It aired May 27th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, directed by Judd Lynn.
Oh, double duty Judd.
Double old, that's what they call him.
Juddle duty.
double Judd pretty? That's nothing.
That sounds like Jeopardy more than...
Well, it's supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Like the movie Double Jeopardy.
Or
with
like
Winona Ryder?
The game show.
Or the game show. When you do two of them at once. What's Double Jeopardy? Oh, it's one that's just worth double points.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen a Jeopardy. If you're new here, what we do is we try to come do an episode... And then every car in the city of Austin drives by my house.
It's the quietest day on record in Austin. But then I hit the record button.
Yep.
And every emergency vehicle drove by.
There was at least four, and then a plane, and then just a big truck. And then we do this, then we pause the recording, and then we go watch Power Rangers. Then we come back, and hopefully all the big trucks and the sirens have gone away forever. And we talk about Power Rangers. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because... I love Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, it's great, actually.
I'm loving it so far. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Also, favorite thing about Lightspeed Rescue, gotta be the...
I don't know where you're going. Are you going to ham horn me?
No, I was trying to say it's all the quick dink outs, but I guess, you know, the dink outs are just so fast in this season. I love it. Let's go watch it.
Okay, let's go dink do the out. Thing.
Rescue ready! And we're back, and we just watched The Cobra Strike, and strike he did, the Cobra, to Ryan, like you expected, I guess.
He did strike to Ryan.
He did do a strike at Ryan, and it was hard to watch. Also, this Cobra has a family, turns out. That's the weirdest part of this episode. I can't wait to talk about that. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website, so it's heyjackandjosh.com/MorphinGrid, that's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbay. We're on Podbaby. We're on Pod.
That might be a real one.
Podbaby might be a real one. We're on PodMeDaddy.com. We're on PodSearch. That also might be a real one. Hey, let me try to name some ones that might be real. Pod. Get'ems. No, that's not right.
Tried and failed.
Well, this segment's over. If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would help us out a bunch. We'd really appreciate it. And helps people find the show. Helps people get them, this show. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as a dollar a month. It's a cool summer.
What happened? Were you thinking you could pay for this if you want?
A patently ridiculous thought is you can give us money if you like. I'm just keeping it in. No, I just remembered how the other day I was like, if you have a slow cooker, you can follow along. Tickled me so much.
This is not a slow cooking show yet.
Not yet. I only make three things in the slow cooker, so it wouldn't be a very long show either. Certainly not 353 episodes plus. But if you want to go to patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh, you can do that. And for as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show, and we'd really appreciate it. Get us through these tying times where we just cannot stop giggling for an episode. It's not late. Like, it's normal time.
It's yeah. It's pretty regular.
It's about normal.
The thing is, you read about quick dink outs, and now we can't handle anything. So
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate was announced. That's where we are in time and space. And somebody posted a list of all the new features. And let me just read you these features, just so everyone knows all the cool stuff that I'm very excited about in the new Smash Brothers video game.
Awesome.
So this is from at Arlo Stuff. They played Smash Ultimate. Here's some notes. Okay, number one. This is very important. The R flibbering is three frames slower. So when you're going to do your R flibbers, be careful.
Yeah, if your strategy crutched on flibbers, you might need to rethink your strategy.
You got
to
go through it again. Ike's warp chase, chafe. His warp chafe is now a soft dodge. That's really good.
I've been more of a hard dodger, I think, in the times I have played. Soft dodges, I just can't wrap my head around.
It's just it's like a little wet dodge. You just, you slither along the ground.
I like my dodge dry, thank you.
So Pichu recovers 4 frames after his up flap. So every time you're going to do... So this is very important, because I know up flapping was a big deal with Pichu last time. It's been 10 years. Maybe you forgot how to do up flap.
The recovery is good. Does that mean recovery is in, like... You can move again, or recovery is in his health percentage, because Pichu does hurt itself when it attacks.
I assume it's you can move again after.
And I'm also like kind of thinking about maybe I'll main Pichu.
I love Pichu. So Eli, my friend Eli, loved playing Pichu, and he was a monster, even with hurting himself every time he used an electric attack, which is most of them. This is a big one. Quicker dink outs. All the dink outs are so quick now. You know what I've been saying for years, Sakurai? The dink outs are too slow.
I'm worried that the metagame now will just focus on the quick dink outs.
That's true.
And it's going to just boil everything down to who can dink out the fastest.
Everyone's going
to
be picking the best dink outers. The dinkers, best dinkers. and I don't think that's fun. Play with who you like. Don't worry about the dink outs, but they are quicker, which is good. Wave dogging is completely gone.
Thank God.
No more wave dogging, so that's good. Mewtwo's down A now waggles.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
I can't tell. It's been so long since we had a Mewtwo. Also, now Mario wears a dress.
Oh, good.
So that's good.
Oh, good. Wedding dress outfit confirmed.
Yes. Oh, God. That would be so good. Anyway, so that's all the cool stuff going on with Super Smash Brothers. You know how we're hardcore gamers here. It's Monday, so let me see if we have any new patrons. I think we do.
It's not Monday.
It's Monday somewhere. All right, we've got a couple of new patrons. This might be... We're going to thank this one again because I'm not sure. So, first up is Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, I thanked you last time. Thank you again, though. Next up is Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
And Skelly.
Thanks, Skelly.
We appreciate your support. We don't get anything else. This is not a... It might be crazy. Advertisers are not lining up to get on this show. So we really appreciate all of your support.
I can't imagine why.
Well, after the Tide Pods debacle, we put all our stock in doing a Tide Pods cast, and then, you know, one person put one in their mouth and the whole thing blew up and it was a whole mess. So we got an email. It's from Ian. This is mostly to you. It just says, "Hey, Josh." So cool. Do you want to read it? Because it's not for me.
I'll read one. Sure.
Here.
I thought you were going to throw it at me.
I almost did. It's just my phone. Like, it's just, I just touch it all day, every day.
All right. Wow. This is exciting. I didn't mean for that to sound as weird as it did. Anyway, hey, Josh. Hi, Ian. There's an episode of Akiba Ranger. Am I saying that right?
It's either Akiba Ranger or Akiba Ranger. I'm not sure.
Where the plot is that reality has shifted. Power Rangers becomes the core show and Sentai is the re-edit. It's pretty great, and you get to see the powerful Rangers. I've seen GIFs of the powerful Rangers many times.
I have not seen the GIF of the powerful
Rangers. If it's a GIF of the Red Ranger and the Green Ranger holding their heads going, oh, that's the powerful Rangers. And you can tell because the white around their neck is actually an American flag.
Okay. Is it like... Zhu Ranger?
It's from Akiba Ranger, which is like an unofficial parody Sentai. It's literally the Mighty Morphin Red and Green Rangers.
That's so good.
Yeah. Powerful Rangers fight against the Japanese team of a cosplayer, a martial artist, and a Sentai fanboy.
Nice.
While the show couldn't be released in North America because it would make absolutely no sense, it's a lot of fun if you have the opportunity to find it. Thanks as always for an awesome show. Keep up the amazing work. I'm assuming that last bit was for both of us.
I don't know. I think it seems like it's just for you. So I guess thanks for the email. Thanks for giving Josh that email, Ian. That's all we got for emails. You didn't check reviews. We're too late in the game to check reviews. We're like 100 minutes into this recording. This accursed podcast.
It's been an evening around here.
Already. So let's just jump in to talking about Power Rangers.
Cool.
We start off with Dr. Fairweather trying to give Ryan some laser tattoo removal.
That's what it looks like. I think she's scanning it. Because in a second, she's like, I've never seen anything like this before. But maybe that's like, my laser doesn't work
on it. It's not working. which I hear, tattoo laser removal hurts like a son of a gun.
Hurts so more than the tattoo.
So I guess if Ryan's just stone face, probably not working. Then he's like, oh, that's not good. And she's like, it's okay, you'll be fine. As long as you don't morph. Just don't morph.
And all you have to do is deal with this awful tattoo. Then you'll like, just have a... in a very weird spot halfway up your back. Yeah,
this definitely is a drunken frat tat placement of a tattoo.
You stumble into a tattoo bar like, get a snake.
I want a snake, but like...
And you just like here. Throw your arm back right here.
And they're like, good enough. I'm Evil Ernie's in Keene, New Hampshire. We'll do whatever.
Here's Chisel. He'll be doing your tattoo today. Your
tattoo artist, Chisel. Don't get tattooed by a guy named Chisel and don't go to Evil Ernie's in Keene, New Hampshire if it still is open. I don't even know if that's the name of the place. Twilight Tattoo? Yeah. Don't go to Twilight Tattoo if it still is open. I doubt it. You're in Keene, just go to Gina.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the sky. We cut outside to like Mariner's Bay and the sky is just like grumbling. And then all of a sudden there is huge red lightning storms. And there's like this, there's a shot of like this mom grabbing like two kids and being like, oh, don't be scared. Like it's just storms. And then lightning strikes. And then there is like a huge explosion of a building.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, they're dead.
Those people are dead.
They're gone now.
There's not even a throwaway line later where the Power Rangers like, we did it and nobody got hurt.
Yep. People got hurt this time.
Yep.
So then everyone like starts scrambling. The Power Rangers like get into their Zords because they're like, go, go, you got to go. Ryan tries to go, but immediately Dr. Fairweather is right behind him like, where are you going? What you doing? He's like, I was just going to. He's like, nope. Bed.
Go lay down.
Bed. Go lay down. you're grounded, mister. So then we cut to the Power Rangers. That's later. They just morph and are there, and Diabolico is there on Earth, and he's like, hey, I'm gonna kill you for real this time. And so they shoot him with their blasters, because this season basically boils down to demons versus guns.
Can guns kill demons?
And the answer is sometimes.
Depends on the level, the rank of demon.
Yeah. Depends on how much star power they have. They shoot him. And they start running at him, but he, like, fades out. Like, he doesn't, like, die or anything. He just, like, disappears. And then all of a sudden, his spear flies in from, one side of the screen and hits all five Power Rangers and knocks them down.
Yep.
And that's when we go to the theme song. And when we come back, Diabolico is there, and he's got the stones from the end of the last episode.
Yeah, because when the Rangers first show up and see him, they're like, we beat your monsters, and now we'll beat you. He's like, oh no. He's like,
oh, shut up. You take that back. And they go to do something. He's like, well, here are my cool rocks. And they're like, we already beat him. And he's like, yeah, but now you'll have to fight him at the same time. And you and I were both like, they did that. And they still ended up winning. But what he means this time is I'm gonna chop and screw him. I'm gonna do the Skrillex remix of these three monsters.
The three of them will be one monster. And they have three voices, but Fulcar is just overpowers the other two. Yeah,
I don't think Ron cared much.
It goes through all three faces, and it's just like Thunder Ron,
like Thunder
Demonite,
Ron.
And Fulcar.
All right, buddy. And then all I heard was his voice for the rest of it. There's like a little echo of Demonite, and then Thunder Ron's like, no one cares about Thunder Ron.
I'm just Ron.
I'm just Ron.
Nobody's buying the Thunder Ron toy.
Their new name is Troika, or Trika.
Or Trika.
Depending on who you ask. If you ask them, it's Troika, so I'm going to go with that. But if you ask Diabolico, it's Trika. Close but wrong. You just made them, and they just said their name 1 second ago. So they do this like, demon tornado thing where they just like all blades and feathers and crap, and they just like kick the Power Rangers' butts. We cut back to Ryan for a second. He's like fidgety. He's got this book that's very thin. It looks like a planner or a notebook that he was trying to read.
Yeah, or like a car manual before they actually told you how to use the car. It was just like, your car is this year and this make. It has seats and windows.
Yeah.
Good job.
And he's just like, ah, and like gets up. His room is very weird. It's the first time we've seen it like a good panning shot of it in like the daytime. He's got a lot of weird 2000s art on the walls, and there's like this like Spencer's Gifts, which is not the first time there will be a Spencer's Gifts prop in this episode.
No. That's exactly what I thought later.
It's just like this, like, there's a light, and maybe it's on, like, a little waterfall thing, so it, like, shimmers up a waterfall. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's, it, you know, it's as big thing as
reference. It's a pretty 2000.
Very.
2000 demon teens bedroom.
Yeah, he just, all he needed is some inflatable furniture and a see-through phone, and it would have been, like, 100% the year 2000. So he goes up to this little computer thing on the wall and types in some numbers, and that turns on Fox Kids. And then he starts watching Fox Kids. He starts
watching Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
And he watches all of his friends get just beat up so much. And then we cut back to them, and they get... They try to shoot him, and it doesn't work. And then he blasts them, and they get, like, exploded so far away that he loses track of where they were. And he's like, you can't hide forever. And they're unmorphed, like, crawling behind wreckage. Like, let's just leave. Maybe he won't notice. Yeah. Let's just get out of here. Then we cut back, and we go to commercial, and we come back, and they are driving back into the lab, and they're all like, we just got our butts kicked. This sucks.
Yeah, and they're like, is this when they're like in the lab walking through the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay. And Dana's in the back, and
Ryan?
Ryan, oh my God. And Ryan just like runs up and is like, hey, you guys okay? And she's like messed up. She's covered in dirt.
Oh, she's like,
her clothes are like tattered, and she's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so good.
We're fine. We did great out there, buddy. Don't worry about it. And she just like, yeah, runs off.
Just like Petra, like, you should get some rest, though. She's like covered in burns, like scorch marks and stuff. And then at one point, Carr's like, we didn't even beat one of them at a time very well. What are we going to do against all three of them like this powerful? And they're like, I don't know. And they just like they walk away. Then we cut back. We don't leave. We don't leave with them. We hang with Ryan, who's like, I am so useless right now. I hate this. I'm just going to have to figure out this Cobra stuff by myself. And so he like starts climbing up a ladder.
It's really weird because he like rounds a corner and punches a wall because he's a mad teen.
Sure.
And he's like, oh, I'm so useless. And then two people walk by him and they are audibly chatting. Like, you can hear what they say. I didn't pick it up, but you can hear it.
Yeah.
And then like as they walk by, he's like, oh, yeah. Like, they said something, but they... I think they were just like, oh, did you see the papers today? Oh, yeah, the papers. What if
there's somebody there that we don't recognize playing baseball?
And then he leaves. He's like, I'm going to go up.
Yep. He did. Climbs the ladder. I guess they're like, oh, hey, you hear about those cool ruins in Egypt? And he's like, gonna go there. And so he leaves. He climbs up. We cut back to Diabolico reporting in to Bansheera. He's like, Power Rangers are just about dead. We're you know, this new one, Troika, whipping their butts. It's so good. And she's like, well, good, because if you fail, you're out. And it's like, he did fail last time, and you said that last time, and also you said it three times already.
She's like, this is your last chance. And he's like, I'll do it. And she says, you better, or it'll be the last time.
Yep. This is your fifth and final last chance.
Bashira, you're a floating head in a tube, basically, so you can't make any threats, I don't think.
So then we cut back to the Rangers and Dr. Fairweather and Captain Mustache having a meeting. And they're like, what are we going to do? This monster is really powerful. It super sucks to fight it. And then Captain's like, what about the battle boosters? And Dr. Fairweather's like, oh, battle boosters could work. And Chad's like, what is a battle booster? And she's like, well, we haven't tested them yet. Or no, she says like, yeah, they're just about done. The battle boosters are just about done. And Chad's like, how do we know they're going to work? And she's like... Well, we don't, because they're not done yet, Chad.
But look, the super train worked out.
Super train worked fine, so...
It only almost blew up the whole base the first time, but, it's fine now. We wired it out.
Yeah. We found out the dents. It's fine. And so before their meeting can conclude, Dana comes in. Still didn't... None of them have changed. They're still, like, scorched and, like, tore up and all that. Dana comes like, hey, where's Ryan? And Dr. Farrow is like... or Captain Mustache, one of them, is like, resting, probably? And she's like, nope, I looked everywhere, can't find him. And they're like, oh, okay, that sucks. And before they can do anything, an alarm goes off, and Captain Mustache is like, Ryan will have to wait, he's probably fine, he's an adult. He can take care of himself.
He's a big boy, he'll be good.
So then they go into town, Troika is attacking the city, so they go into town, and Troika's there, and the Power Rangers are there, and I think they morph... I don't know if they morph or if they show up morphed. I don't remember. I know at one point... Or no, it's probably at the end of the episode.
Because this is when... He's just like in a like a business park, kind of, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Dana just runs in Morph to like see if a little girl is
there. A little girl hiding. I was like, that little girl is going to get shot at or something. And she's not like Dana's like, hey, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, yeah. And then like, oh, another woman comes up and Dana's like, take this girl. And they leave. And then they start fighting Troika, but they pull out their batons this time. They're like, well, guns didn't work. What if we just beat you with sticks? That's a much better plan. I hope it works. It don't work.
It doesn't work. They get beat up again.
They get pretty beat up. We cut back to Dr. Fairweather, who has five Spencer's Gifts light beam
just like
thing.
Light tubes. With a sphere on top.
Yep. And she talks to some assistant. And she's like, hey,
Mickey.
Mickey, Mitchard, do it. Get it ready. And he's like, it's ready. She's like, thanks, Mitchard. And she's like, all right. I think she just says Carter, but I don't know. She might say it to all the Rangers. She's like, energize your Morpher. You know, like that's a thing they can do. And so they do something to energize their Morpher. And they get a second Morpher. And this, do you remember in Space when Andros got the second Morpher and it was like a little spaceship? But it had three buttons on it.
Yeah.
It's a combination of that Morpher and his actual Morpher because it's got a full keypad on it, but it is a little spaceship.
Yep.
They have now super punch. Well, at least Carter does. The other Rangers kind of like dip off and Carter just like punch fights this monster.
Yeah, they all get the keypads and they do a pose and Dr. Fairweather is like, you can use that to like increase your powers now.
Yeah.
So they hit a button combo and they hit enter. Troika blasts them, and the other four Rangers, like, jump off to the side, and Carter just charges in.
He swings his sword at Carter, and he just, like, blocks it and punches the sword off. And then Troika's other hand has, four big spikes on it.
This is the coolest part, I think.
It's his left hand. He goes to punch. Carter cocks his fist back and punches through the spike fist into Troika.
Into Troika's, like, chest, like, heart punches him.
Also, here's a cool thing about the design of Troika. And we don't really talk about monster designs a lot. We just, like, kind of, you know, unless it's, like, very weird. So, but he's, like, got a lot of feather kind of things going on. It's kind of weird. And then three heads, obviously. He also has the gems from the beginning. There's one on each nipple.
Yeah.
And presumably a third one. But I could not tell you where it is.
The only thing I can think of is because the third one is there's a red and green one, and the third one is black.
Yep.
That it is, it makes a triangle, and the black one is on top. But because it's black, and like the little shield part that they're in is also like dark brass or black, like it just gets lost in the shadows.
Okay, that's better than what I was thinking, which is that it was an inverted triangle, and it was way lower. So. Good. We're going to assume they didn't do that, but hey.
I'm looking for a dink out joke, but I don't know if I can find one.
I mean, it was a pretty quick dink out for this guy. So we cut back to Ryan, who's at those, you know, those ancient ruins that the demons came out of? Ryan's there.
He walked there.
Yep.
So it's like down the street.
It's across the street. It's like a mile up the road.
You know what? It's just a museum exhibit. It's like the background is fake. It's a wall.
Is it? It has to. Like, it's got to be close. He didn't like hop a plane. No one's like, hey, there's a helicopter missing. Or like Ryan didn't take a Zord because he can't morph.
He climbed up a ladder. Now he's in the desert.
He walked to the desert. Like, why not? Take him somewhere else. It's so close to their seat of power, you fools.
It was at this point when he like runs to the ruined site, I guess. I don't really know what else to call it. He like arrives there and there's the open like urn kind of thing. And there's the hole that goes down and the ruins there. And I'm like, this looks very familiar to me. And I know I haven't seen this before.
Oh, here's the thing, though. Is this when you realized that you started realizing that we had seen this episode?
This was
before?
The moment, and I was like, I've seen this, but I can't have.
I didn't realize it for like another minute. And we'll talk about what we're talking about when we get to when we both figured it out. So, I guess it's just like right now, actually, because he just goes down into the thing, and there's a cobra statue on the wall, and he's like, fight me, and the cobra statue turns into a cobra monster. This is definitely an old Power Rangers monster.
It's absolutely a repurposed suit. It's like painted gray.
I don't remember if it was like snake bite or something. It's got like its feet are snake piles.
Yeah.
And it's like it's got a two cobra, snake arms. And it's got two snake arms. It's absolutely it's like grayer, but that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like a season two at best monster, I think.
It might be a ZU2 monster.
Oh, maybe.
I think this is it Snizzard? This might be Snizzard.
It might be Snizzard.
I'm not 100% sure. But it's this is when we both realized that this is when we did this random morphinometry where we just picked a random number and it was this episode.
Yep.
And I only remembered Ryan fighting a cobra and the thing that's gonna happen at the end of the episode. Stay tuned. We cut back to the Power Rangers. They are fighting Troika. They whip the crap out of him. Just absolutely beat the hell out of him. Then they do this thing where they like cock back and they press a button. It's like 3, 5, 6 or whatever. And they do like a punch laser and that blows him up. And that's when Diabolico shows back up and he's like, hey, not cool.
I can't believe they just blew him up right with one punch.
One little laser punch. And it was Sentai footage. So like,
yeah.
I think anyway, it looked like it.
Yeah, but I mean, that could have just been pulled from like the end of the battle too.
Right. And then it's like, then it grows, but I don't know if it does or not. But then Diabolico shows up, he's like, I hate you so much. And he starts growing.
Yeah. He's like, I should have just done this. I don't know why I waited so long.
So he grows. We cut back to, they call it the Super Train Megazord. We cut back to Ryan, who is getting also beaten up by this cobra monster, and he morphs, which is bad because now he's going to die from a cobra.
If the one thing that will kill him, the one thing you as his father or doctor are trying to stop from happening is him dying, and the one thing that can kill him is on his wrist, why don't you just take it?
Yeah.
There's not even a scene of him having to sneak somewhere to get it back. He just has it on.
I would have liked that a lot if like Dr. Fair would have been like, hey, I know you're going to try and morph again, yeah. So you're going to hand that bad boy over.
Since this will kill you, I'm just going to take it. Thanks.
We're going to put this somewhere, not in the safe, because you know how to get in there. It's not hard. I'm going to put it somewhere in the lab, and you will never find it. So, cut back to the Rangers. He does a little bit better in the fight, and now he's morphed, but it's still, like, not an even fight. Like, the Cobra's still, like, winning.
Yeah.
Cut back to the Power Rangers. They're on the ground. There's, like, a little fighting between them. I don't remember exactly what. But then they're on the ground. Diabolico has his like axe spear. It's like a spear, but the points of it come out. It's not quite a trident, but they're sharpened like an axe. I don't know what to call it, like a halberd sort of. He goes to like execute them, like chop, yeah, off with their heads, and they grab it, and they say great Power Rangers line. It's come up a bunch. At least Leo said it last year or last season, and I love it every time. Yeah. He says, "Don't you know when to give up?" And Carter says, "Yeah, never. That rules." That is Power Rangers as hell, and I love it. Then, Diabolico blows a hole through them.
Yeah, he's just like, fine, and just a perfect circle right through their guts.
It's rad. Like,
yeah, because the camera shot, this is what happened when the Mega Dragonzord drilled through a monster once. The camera shot is behind the Super Train looking through the hole in its midsection at Diabolico across the like block or whatever.
Yeah, down the street. And it just, like, falls backwards. And they're like, well, crap.
And then it blows up.
Yeah.
There's, like, an explosion. We don't see it blow up. Just, like, some fire comes up behind buildings.
Right.
But it's pretty gnarly.
Because then the captain says, hey, you got to get out of there. That one's gone. I'm flying in the rescue zords. So then we cut to, like, just a shot of the green rescue zord holding this platform with four other zords on it. Just like trucking it in, and then it like turns into the Megazord, and they hop in that, and then we go. They start fighting again, and we cut back to Ryan, who's dying. He gets punched so hard he demorphs, and he's like, ugh.
"Yeah." He flies back and lands like on the Cobra's altar.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and sparks fly out of everything.
Yep. And he demorphs, and then his shirt is gone.
It's like ripped, yeah.
But a cobra has moved up his back, and the cobra monster says, my brother will kill you. So this cobra monster that was a statue's brother is a tattoo.
Yes.
What?
Oh, it gets weirder.
Okay. Wait.
Well, just keep in mind that the tattoo is the cobra monster's brother.
Okay.
And like, I don't know. It just, it's really weird to me. I'll explain it when it happens.
I feel like I missed something, but yeah, you're going to explain it. Ryan dives to the side. At one point, he dropped his axe. So, and when he demorphed, the axe did not come with him. So thank goodness.
Yeah.
So he dives, grabs the axe, like throws it sidearm into a pillar, knocks the pillar down, like cuts the thing or whatever. And the pillar falls onto the cobra and kills and like smashes it.
Crushes him.
And its arm comes up and it's like, because the snake mouth.
And it's like eyes are glowing.
And then it goes, it's very good puppetry. Like it's very funny sock puppetry yeah. they're doing. And then it turns to dust.
Yep. And then the tattoo fades off of Ryan's back. And the weird part to me is that that tattoo was not part of the snake monster. It was his brother.
Yeah.
So when the brother died, so did the tattoo.
Yeah.
It's just strange that they were linked that way and yeah. not like, oh, my magic is in you.
Yeah.
Like,
or like,
oh, my brother's on your back.
Or like, my boy.
Yeah.
You know, my spawn or something. But no, it's my brother. That's my blood.
It's my blood on your back.
And then they
lick in the back of your neck for a second because it like wiggles its tongue while it's up at the top.
Yeah, like a little tongue thing. And then they're both dead, and Ryan's like, yes. So then we cut back to the Rangers fighting with Diabolico, and he shoots his big chest laser at them, and it spins them around, smashes them face first into a building.
Yeah.
And we see that from inside the building, and it's pretty boss.
Yeah.
Then he's about to kill him. When Ryan flies in on the Max Solar Zord. Hi, Max Solar here. And I'm here to sell you some solar panels. And they're going to be real good ones. Top of the line. I'll sell you them for only $1 million. And he shoots him. And then Captain Monster's like, Ryan, you can't morph. And Ryan's like, oh, don't worry, Dad. I took care of it.
Captain Mustache's like, good enough.
Sounds good to me. And then what I love about this part is that Dr. Fairweather sits down and is like, oh, so Ryan's not in trouble anymore. So now we got like full range. We don't have to worry about anything. We're going to kill Diabolico. Let's get him. Let's melt his ass. So she's like, Carter, activate the battle booster with the Megazord. So he puts it in and he hits some buttons. And there's like a little like slot that pops out and it clips in. You know how like morphers combined. Yeah. Same thing. And then they combine together. Basically, the Max Solar Zord is armor. It looks really cool. And they do some more fighting. And then they do a real big laser shoot blast at Diabolico. And it blows up a bunch of stuff. And he just like casually walks out of the smoke and wreckage.
Yeah, it takes them a minute. They're like, did we do it? Because there was nothing but like a blast and some smoke. And then you can't see him. And Ryan's like, did we kill him?
Did we get him?
I think we got him. And
are
then
we good?
Carter, I think, is like, no, that would have been too easy.
Yeah. And then he just walks out. And he's like, I told you, I'm invincible, but you're not. And he does this like huge, big blast from his. It's like, because he got like a demon face on his chest.
Yeah.
And there's like a star. And so it shoots from the star and two demon eyes and mouth and whatever. And it hits them. And there's like this like blinding light. And then it like comes back in. And the Megazord just like absorbed all of the energy with the solar panels.
Yeah, and now, it's a pretty baller moment because we go back to like the command for a second.
Yeah.
Where it's just like the Megazord being blasted and then all of a sudden it just starts to get like absorbed. It looks pretty neat.
It's really good.
And then Carter's like, the solar panels absorbed the energy. And then Dr. Fairweather is like, yes, the solar panels absorbed the energy.
You know, just so kids get it, I guess. And then she says, Ryan, redirect it to the weapons. So he does, and they shoot back at Diabolico, and he super dies. He's like, Queen Bansheera will avenge me 1,000-fold. Bruh, she don't like you that much. I don't think she'll avenge you so much as, like, take over your job or, you know, promote
someone.
She's
not going to avenge you. She's just going to kill the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
For her, not for you.
And so he, like, dies, and he wicked blows up.
Oh, yeah.
He blows up.
Like, that whole city block they were fighting in is
gone.
Just flat now.
Wreckage. Just absolutely destroyed. So then we come back to the demon lair. And
we do see, like, during the explosion, a red light just floats off into the sky. I don't know if you saw
that. I did not see that.
Yeah, it just floats away.
Okay. So then we come out of the demon lair after this happens. And Viper's like, Diabolico, he's dead. Oh, no. And Bumblebee's number bum is like, no, and he like smacks his little staff against a pillar. It does nothing at all. But he's like, ah, he can't be dead. And then it cuts back to Impus, and the star power, the red thing, floats in and lands on his forehead, and it cuts to Vipra, and she says, "Impus has the star power." Thanks, Vipra. I've given up on my trying to say something nice about her, because she's not doing enough. Anytime she just like shows up in a little bit of a scene, if she's like a key feature, I will try to find something nice to say.
She's
but
trying to do some emotion here, because she's like upset that Diabolico is dead now. She can't believe
she
it.
She fell to her knees.
But I can't believe that she can't believe it.
Yeah, it's not... It's not great. She doesn't do anything else, so I can't be like, this thing was good that she did, though. It's just like she's just acting, and we've established not her strong suit.
Right.
So then we cut back to the lab, and they're in like I think they're in the mess hall, and they're all celebrating. They all have like definitely not alcoholic drinks, like a lot of virgin daiquiris or whatever. And they're like, yeah, we beat it, and then Diabolico's dead, so no more demons. And then Ryan and Carter are like, no more Cobra. It's just very, it's like them having fun. And then
we go to the captain.
He walks in with Dr. Fairweather, and Joel sees them and whistles real loud, and everyone stands at attention. And Captain's like, thanks, Joel. All right.
Okay.
And then he starts.
Way to make this about you for a second, yeah. Joel.
I see what you're doing, but like, I could have just said, hey, everybody. It's okay. And he's like, I'd like to do a toast. Here's to Mariner's Bay, as of right now, the safest. And they're like, oh no. And Carter's like, that's a drill, right? And Captain's like, we're all here. Of course it's not a drill. So then we cut to them driving into town, and they hop out of the rescue rover, and this like Queen Bansheera, you know, puts her face in the sky, and she's like, yo, what up? I'm Queen Bansheera, and I hate you. Diabolico sucked. Diabolico drools, but Impus rules. And they're like, what's an Impus? And all this whole time, they're like, she's like, I'm Queen Bansheera. And Ryan's like, oh, it's Queen Bansheera. She's like the boss. I thought she was destroyed. I guess not. And she's like, Diabolico's dead. Impus is going to take over. She's like, Impus is her son. She's like giving like some little exposition here and there. And then, Josh.
Well, before we get to say this next part, we have to say when Impus got the star power, his wings grew and wrapped around him, forming like a pupa.
Made him a pupa, a pupum, cocooned him.
Yeah.
He's been cocooned.
He's in a little cocoon.
He's puping over.
Yeah, he's
And then this is weird, right?
I think what the problem is here is the way, because she's like, my boy Impus is here to kill you, and then the pupa comes out of the sky, almost like this was shot for 3D, the way it's like coming at.
Yes.
And it just, can I say this
You
on
can
the
absolutely
podcast?
Say it. It's a terrible angle, but it absolutely reads 100% like what you're about to say.
It looks like a giant dog penis coming out of
it
the sky.
It is 100% a dog boner, and it is terrible looking. It looks terrible, and also it's enormous. Like it's the size of the top of a building.
Yeah,
like,
it's huge.
Like,
and Carter sees it and makes this. I don't even know what face he made, but it's the appropriate response, I think, to a giant dog boner coming through the clouds.
Here's what happened. I laughed at it because he was like, he made that face. But that's when just like. There was some lightning and some noise,
right.
And I was like, you're a little overreacting. And then it cuts to like everyone else doing like a regular reaction, but then it cuts back to the dog boner coming ripping through the sky, and Carter's face makes a lot more sense now, and everyone else isn't reacting enough, I think.
Yeah, that's accurate.
So I'm going to give that one to Carter. But then the episode ends.
It freeze frames.
On this
on
giant
a big dog penis.
It's so bad.
Why does it do that?
Nobody was like, hey, that's super duper what my dog looks like when he's humping a pillow. Nobody on set was like, can we just shoot it from a different angle? Please.
We don't have the budget for 3D.
If we do it straight down, it looks a little bit like a chicky nug. We can do that.
Maybe we could redesign the cocoon?
Yeah. Hey. Just like square it off somewhere, please. Nope, though. So that's the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
You started.
Yeah.
So I get to pick the first best. I don't know. I liked a lot of it. There's a lot of things that I was like, oh, that could be a best. And another thing popped up, and now I don't remember any of them. Do you have a best?
I do. This episode was weird because it was very middle of the road until about the Zord fight when the Max Solar Zord came in and the Megazord jumped up and grabbed it and hang glided back into battle.
Yeah, that was right.
It gets a little buck wild after that, but it's pretty average before that. But my favorite part, and I think I'm gonna best it, is when Carter punches through the spike knucks into Diabolico's chest.
That was very good.
Just because it was a very badass moment.
I think I'm gonna give it to the way they killed Diabolico, like absorbing his blast and like turning that into energy and blasting it back. That's, I don't think that's something we've seen in Power Rangers before that I can remember, and it was dope.
I mean, they've redirected power before, but not through
science and solar panels.
Yeah.
So everyone's favorite form of energy providing. I don't know, that sentence doesn't matter anymore. The worst I'm gonna say is, I don't know.
It's not a big old dog penis?
Oh, it was. I already tried to block it out. It's super duper the wicked dog boner that that just penetrates the sky and starts coming to Earth.
Yep.
That was pretty bad. Who's the MVP? Ryan?
Either Ryan or Dr. Fairweather,
I think. Dr. Fairweather was so good. When she sits down and is like, okay, now we're in charge. That was very good. Yeah. I really like that. I think I'm still going to give it to Ryan. I like the way he killed the Cobra with, like, throwing the axe at the thing. Like, he demorphed so, like, he couldn't use his power, but he still was a Power Ranger. I like that a lot when Power Rangers can't morph and still to do Power Rangers things. So I think I'm going to give it to Ryan on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give it to Ryan every time, but I feel like he actually is the MVP in this one for sure.
Yeah, it's weird because he's, like, he's not doing great. He's not, like, spectacular or outstanding at anything he's doing, but it's, like, very competent.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, it's good and works.
It's a really good use of a Sixth Ranger because he's not overpowering the rest of the show.
Yeah. I'm excited to see where I want him to kind of take a step back now that we've gotten through all of his Cobra stuff and all of his, like, the Ryan saga.
Well, but now he can morph willy-nilly. He doesn't have any restrictions.
Well, yes, but now he can just be part of the team.
Right, yeah.
Is what I'm hoping, because I would really like it if, like, Kelsey got something to do, or Chad.
Oh, that would be pretty rad.
You know, because it's just been all Ryan all the time for 5 episodes, and I understand why, but I'm good now.
Yeah, we get it. We get the character now. I know I complained about it at first, but I like him now, so we can, like...
So we're good.
Yeah, steer back into the rest of them.
The team now. But that's going to do it for us for today. This episode is probably going to be like 35 minutes long after I cut out all of the horrible noises and all of the stuff that happened in the beginning and the middle parts. So we will see you on Monday for Olympus Light Speeds. But until then,
may the power protect you.
This is good. We can just, now you can noise cancel the sirens. Oh, goodness.